The River Red Gum is the tree of the moment. We're just going to let that tree have its time. This is its 15 minutes, although truly it deserves more than that because it is a wonderful tree. It has been crowned the winner of Australia's favourite native tree poll put on by the ABC for Science Week. It beat the snow gum, the Moreton Bay fig, even Dan's favourite, the Illawarra flame tree. It was a clear winner and it grows in a lot of areas across the country, but it does have some challenges in the Hunter. Some pockets of the River Red Gums are in a bit of trouble around the Hunter. Some locals in Broke and Bulga are working to revive the Hunter River Red Gum. Bruce Cowan is with the Broke Bulga Land Care Group. Morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Jenny. How are you and how are your listeners?
I'm well this morning and I've enjoyed learning more about the River Red Gum the last few days. Do you think it's deservedly the top native tree in Australia?
From the popular opinion, I can understand why it would be. It's a tree which has such a lot of strength and character and quite unique, isn't it?
Yes, reaching down to find that water, branches that head out in directions you don't always seem logical to us. But tell us a little bit about the Hunter River Red Gums in your area, around Broken and Bulga Land Care Group area.
Well, Jenny, they are rare. We all know about the River Red Gums, but mainly because they're of the ones that are inland. But there's always been a population in the Hunter area, but it's been diminishing, and it's fairly rare to see stands of River Red Gum today. There is a nice one at Bulga, by the way, which is probably underappreciated, but a beautiful little area in a billabong there.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'd love to learn a little bit more about how I could go and check it out. Is it reasonably accessible?
Very accessible, actually.
Very good.
Just off the Putty Road, right near Bulga.
Okay.
But not so well known about, yeah.
Yeah, all right, I'll have to check it out next time I'm in your part of the world. Tell us what you're doing then along the Wallumbye Brook to look after the River Red Gums into the future.
Well, for me it starts from an interest of wanting to have connections between Wallumbye Brook and the Yengo Wilderness area, which is just behind me, because there are very few areas where there is a bush corridor. But when we come down to the river, trying to find the best and most suitable trees for planting in the flood-prone zone just near the river, the River Red Gum is just the ideal tree for that.
Okay. So do you think that we could see more of these River Red Gums along the Hunter River and its tributaries in the future?
Well, only if we do something about it, because they're in a declining population. But what we have done in our land care group is we've done some seed collection and we're propagating some trees, which hopefully can be planted along the Wallumbye Brook in future.
Oh, okay. I want to know more about that project. But before I move on to that, why are they in decline in our area? Can you pinpoint what's going on?
I'm not the expert to do that, but I would guess it's probably because over historical time, so much has been cleared along the brook for pasture, mm-hmm. and particularly for wine growing and the like. People have cleared their land and have cleared right down to the brook. And it's just so important to have trees growing along the river to protect the river as well.
Mm. Okay, so tell me more about this this propagation project. How many seeds have you collected? Where is it all up to?
Well, eucalypts and River Red Gum, the seeds are tiny, 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 but they grow into a massive tree. We collected just in a small collection project with some expert assistants. We collected samples of seed from a number of trees, and I think that we're propagating maybe 800 trees.
Wow, that's impressive.
To a nursery, not ourselves.
Yes, yes.
But a nursery is doing that for us. Yeah.
How wonderful! It is mind-boggling to think of tiny seeds that could one day grow into those majestic trees that we see. That's so magical. Do you know how long it takes them to kind of reach maturity?
I think by maturity you mean until they're ready to plant out in the field, and I'm guessing about a year.
Okay, right. Do we have a specific type of river red gum that is well adapted to the hunter, or are the river red gums that we see here the same as we might see anywhere else?
Well, what I am told by the experts is that it's very important to have local provenance, in other words, trees that or seeds that come from the local area, and so we're focused on getting seed from the from trees along the Wollombi Brook, and there are just a few of those.
Okay. Bruce, it's been wonderful to hear about the work you're doing there. I am very keen to go and spot that patch up around Bolga. Thank you for sharing a little bit of the work you're doing with the Hunter River red gums around Wollombi Brook.
Well, you'd be very welcome to come and visit.
I'd love to. Thank you. Bruce Cowan there from the Broke Bolga Land Care Group.